Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the holiday season's in full swing with both pro and college football season entering the playoff push. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried it yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss what DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new customers are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, new customers. Bet this Sunday risk-free up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. First of all, gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving weekend to both of you. Are we all ready to talk Penn State football?
I know that I am. I can't speak for Andy. I heard something about a seven-hour turkey cook before we started this the KSN show. So I'm not sure. He might have other things on his mind, but I hope he's ready.
Turkey. There was talk of a seven-hour turkey cook, Bob, and golf.
Okay.
I'm just saying that out loud.
Got it.
You can't, if you're talking turkey and golf for a weekend, that's not a bad one. But let's talk about Penn State football, guys. In a way, I hate to segue to it, but let's start with this. Bob, James Franklin met the press this week. First of all, he's got to be trying to find answers. It's probably deja vu all over again for him every week. Anything new from him this week?
Yeah, no, not a lot new, guys. His mode now is I hate to put it this way, but let's just get better today. I mean, they had it handed to him by Iowa on Saturday. They're 0-5. You know, they tried both quarterbacks. Both quarterbacks made some huge mistakes. Devin Ford left that game early. Pat Freiermuth is no longer available. Now they got to go on the road. It's just been one bit of bad news after another. First 0-5 start in program history. James was asked whether he feels like he's lost the team. He didn't necessarily answer that question, but he kind of danced around it. He's just talking about getting better and, you know, having a good week on the practice field. He was asked about Kirk Sciarrocca and kind of what he's seen from him. James said he's there. He's in there earlier than James is, so that must be a good sign. But, you know, guys, honestly, the thing about this season is as they continue to run out of bodies, and I know that every team is dealing with either injuries or something related to the pandemic, but if you can't trust your quarterbacks, that you can only do so much on game day. It's not about just playing well. You can't give the game away either. And that's just been, unfortunately, for much of this season, that's been, I think, a thing that's really stuck with me. You know, they're not getting better, and, you know, they're doing enough just to lose the game. And I just think when you look at the rest of this season, it's not going to change until the quarterbacks can kind of hold on to the football. It sounds like a simple thing, but it just hasn't been this year.
Well, how about you, Andy? I tend to agree with Bob that this starts at the quarterback position, but there's still a whole lot of other things going wrong. But until you have the quarterback at the very least hold on to the ball, you're not going to have much success.
Yeah. I mean, they have two plus turnovers in every single game. They're losing the turnover battle. They're terrible in the red zone, which is so it's all their systemic problem, right? Their systemic problem is the quarterback play at the quarterback position. That's their systemic problem. And we could say, yeah, it's somewhat surprising. Clifford's taking a step backwards, et cetera, et cetera. The real kind of surprising thing to me was, I mean, I was watching the game last week and I'm like, we're just a few minutes into the third quarter and I always got 31 points. I mean, they just steamrolled up and down the field on that defense. And I'm not kicking at the defense. I'm saying that's a surprising element that they're not really showing a lot of dog in the fight. And it's not that difficult for teams to score against them. And I'm sitting there going like, well, I mean, you give up 37 points in 30 plus, you know, a little over 30 minutes, you're going to lose 31 points, excuse me. You're going to lose. You're just going to lose. And the quarterback position is irrelevant. And I'm not saying it isn't. It is their systemic biggest problem. But I'm really surprised at the defensive side of the ball that how little pushback fight they've been able to give other teams during this five-game losing streak.
Bob, the new depth chart has the big old or between Sean Clifford and Will Levis. Oof. Based on the performance last week and everything else, who deserves to be the starter? And you can't say neither one because you have to put someone out there.
Yeah. You know, James was asked, he said what he said last week. We're going to need them both. We're going to use them both. He expects them both to play well moving forward. I kind of believe that it'll probably be Sean Clifford, I think, probably to start the Michigan game.
Interesting.
You know, I think it will just because, you know, it's 51-49, you know, any way you want to slice it. He did make a couple of things happen positively there in the third quarter. You know, Will Levis, you know, he had that one nice drive in the first half, that long drive that put them up 7-3. But, you know, after that, it just kind of fell apart. And, Andy, you talked about the defense, and you're right. But in that second quarter against Iowa, I think Iowa scored 21 points. You know, one of the things that really stuck with me, guys, is that Penn State in short yardage situations, not only are they not getting the first down, they're not even getting back to the line of scrimmage. And that pitch, that Will Levis pitch, I thought was one of the huge plays in the game where it lost 8 yards, Iowa got the ball. And it's just stuff like that makes me think that James, I think, was begrudgingly getting ready to start Will Levis against Iowa. I think he's got the ammo he needs to give Sean another start. But, I mean, Sean's also given up defensive touchdowns in 3 straight games. So it's a very slight lean for me towards Sean Clifford, but I think you're going to see them both.
I would expect either one to have a short leash. And I'm glad you brought up the short yardage situation in that second quarter where Iowa just extended or got the lead and extended it. There were three out of 4 series where Penn State had a 3rd and 1 or 4th and one. They tried everything. Run the ball up the middle. They tried the long pass. They tried the pitch out to go outside. The sad thing is I do believe the first down was there if they had a good pitch. The next news item for this week, Andy, was Trent Gordon has entered the portal. Now, I don't believe he's seen much time this season. I don't believe going forward people are going to say, oh, well, what are we going to do without Trent Gordon? The bigger question is this a preview of things to come?
So it's interesting. So I think for Trent, it was no room at the end. Better younger guys passed him and clearly entrenched ahead of him, right? Like the handwriting's on the wall. He's talented, you know, and he does have talent. It's just, he's been often injured or banged up, and he just never had that opportunity never presented for himself. And now the young dude's a pasture, right? So that is it. So in the earlier, we mentioned about has James Franklin, you know, lost his team or lost, you know, what they are. The transfer portal is to a degree in this kind of season. Like, I don't think you can answer that, but if you start seeing players go to the transfer portal on a consistent basis out of this program, then that provides the answer for us, right? Like, that's a tangible, measurable thing. Like, okay, so they don't believe in this guy and what he's selling in terms of, you know, the football and on the field. I'm not talking recruiting wise. I'm talking on field product. I just think that is a small little thing you can track to see, you know, if guys are committed and if James Franklin and his coaching staff have sort of, you know, lost his team. That's just my opinion.
I would just, Andy, I would just add this. To me, the safety position at Penn State this year ranks right up there as maybe the most disappointing position for me. So if you're not going to give Trent Gordon a shot at safety, given the way that Lamont Wade, Jonathan Sutherland, when he was in there against Iowa, he did not do some good things on defense, I didn't think. Jaquan Brisker is an athlete, but he dropped an interception in that game that could have helped Penn State. I just wonder why a guy like Trent Gordon didn't even get a shot when the guys ahead of him have not been playing well. And defensive backs in general, it's been a puzzle. You know, Keaton Ellis, you know, I don't know what was going on there. Now he's playing. Tariq Castro-Field looked good in warmups before the Iowa game. He hasn't played two games in a row. It's just been the secondary in general. They started well against Indiana, but it's gotten progressively worse as the season's gone on. I don't know the story with Trent Gordon either, but I just wanted to say that if he was still being used at safety, I don't think they moved him back to corner. I just think that safety's been very disappointing this year, and I'm wondering, you know, what a guy like Trent Gordon needed to do to get on the field.
Well, I think that's the question most fans would have. It's not like you've got a couple starters who are lighting the world on fire. So if there was ever a position, you should get a chance. But in the last minute we have here, Bob, you know, is this a precursor to, I don't want to say mass exodus, but a lot of people unhappy and moving on?
I'm sure there's going to be some unhappy people when you're going to be, if you're winless or you're going to win one game and you feel like you're good enough to play and the coaching staff is sticking with some guys. The only question is, you know, where do you want to play and who, you know, schools might look at it like, unless you're going to take a step down, Jimmy, to another level, I just don't know where you're going to play. But I would say it'll be very busy in the offseason in terms of the portal and some unhappy Penn State players.
It is going to be very interesting to see how many players from Penn State enter the portal and how active Penn State will be in grabbing players from the portal. It will be a hectic offseason. For right now, though, make sure you stay tuned. Ross is coming up with Tucker's Tape.
DraftKings Sportsbook is ensuring all new customers are covered with risk-free betting up to $100 on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, must be physically located in Pennsylvania, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.